it's a pleasure.
I mean, Child Josh and Child Stamps are losing their freaking minds, to be honest with you.
Where do we even start, Benita? The amount of Play School that I watched that you had been the face of, mate. It's you're a very formative part of my younger years.
Yes, I believe so. Not just from you, but it seems for a lot of people.
Now, on July 11th here at the National Wool Museum, it is a VIP adults-only show that you're going to be a part of. We're encouraged to wear our PJs, wear our robes. But because it's an over-18 event, does that mean you're going to unleash, you're going to tell us the dark side of Big Ted and Jemima's real relationship? What makes it an adults-only event?
I'm actually not sure. I certainly won't be talking anything that somebody under 18 couldn't hear. maybe because it's the hour it is and it's a cocktail thing.
Yeah, I was going to say the cocktails, it. I think, is the go. What's your go-to cocktail? What will you be sipping on the night, Benita?
What will I be sipping, did you say?
Sipping on.
A sipping on. Would you believe water?
I would believe water.
Room temperature.
She is the utmost professional, Josh. Look, Play School has such incredible memories for all of our childhoods. Do you have a fond memory from back in the day, or is there a certain blunder that always sticks with you over your time on Play School?
Look, there are different things that happen that you have to kind of deal with. We were told, because back then we did the show in one hit. You didn't do it segment by segment like a drama. And so if anything went wrong, you had to deal with it kind of thing.
Yeah, okay.
If it was really, really, really bad, then they would stop tape and you'd go back to an edit point and continue on. But it was... I kind of just did it. That sounds silly, doesn't it? Because, well, the thing is, all right, you'd had a week or so before, you'd had a rehearsal for half a day, mm-hmm. for one episode. Then you go home, you'd learn, you knew all your camera cuts, you knew the camera was on you at which time. Then you come back into the studio, you do one start rehearsal, that was for all the crew and for you. Mm. Then you do like a dress rehearsal.
Wow.
And then you'd get notes after that saying, you know, add this, do the other. And then they will record it.
Wow. So it seems like a whole process. Technology in 2019 as well just allows you to kind of do anything. Are you sad that you didn't get the experience with all of the technology that we have this year? Do you think you would have done things a little bit differently having the knowledge you do now?
An interesting question. I think it would be very different today. I do know I've spoken to some of the crew over these last few years, and those who were around in the original days said, oh, it's not like the old days. Now, I'm not quite sure if that's a good or a bad thing for them. It is different, though, of course, because, as you said, of technology, things are very different. However, I will say, you still talk to that camera as though it's a child, mm-hmm. not children. It's a child you're talking to, and they got it, and they still get it.
And I think that is why the show has continued to be such a success too.
Definitely.
And has been a part of so many childhoods and helped shape generations, because it kept to that one ethos is you are talking to one child, you are educating and entertaining one child. I think that's why it's had such a legacy. And when you first started, did you ever think to yourself, fast forward, I'm going to be the longest serving member, I'm going to have a real legacy on the show?
No, never. It was a job that you did. It came round every now and then. They could only make 45 new programs each year, split between five couples, roughly. You only worked on it 10 days a year.
Wow.
That was it. The rest were repeats.
television.
Oh my God, we're in the wrong industry, Josh. We could have been hosting Play School, get paid to tape 10 days a year. Oh my God.
Obviously, a lot of the people you are training now have grown up to be like doctors and politicians. Has anybody ever come up to you and told you a story, been like, hey, look, there was this one thing that you did on Play School in the 80s or the 90s, and it really helped me in this situation here?
Oh, that's a good question. No.
Okay.
She's been searching through her memory bank. No.
But does it kind of blow your mind that those that you were speaking to, that one child down the TV camera, has now gone on to work in science? You know, they could be someone who finds a cure for cancer or one day become prime minister.
Well, yes. It's not funny you say that. It's never occurred to me. Simply because, as I said, it was a job, and you did your other acting jobs throughout the year. I mean, Simon Birkeland overseas, he worked on the West End for 5 years, came back, he was still on air because of the repeats, and he just did a few more.
And speaking of the repeats, you mean you'd see a lot of the same episodes twice growing up, I remember that, but a lot of those were almost time capsules, Benita, and your fashion sense in the 80s and the 90s, very bright colours, lots of pastels and stuff. Do you still have any of your like fluoro pink jumpers in your cupboard that you were wearing on the show?
No.
Oh, bummer. I'm sure if you sold one for a charity or something, you would make a lot of money for it.
Oh, gosh, I wish I'd thought of that.
Well, we're excited to have you down in Geelong, July 11th, at the National Wool Museum for the VIP Adults Only Play School, celebrating 50 incredible years. Can you believe it, Josh? 50
Amazing.
Years on our TV screens, and here's to another 50 more, and I can't wait to hear about what Humpty actually got up to once the cameras had stopped rolling. Benita, you have just made Josh and our day. Thank you so much for joining us.
It was lovely talking with you.